My people, good morning to all my brothers and sisters of Elohim, Ozir La, meaning God is my help all over the world. The title or subject of today's word is Your Enemies Are Destroyed. On our journey with the Lord God, we have been through battles that has had their highs and their lows, that made you feel high when it was to your advantage and low when you were growing through that battle. Each battle that you face, you were not alone. The Lord God angel army was and is fighting by your side, no matter the outcome. Because if you overcame something, it was your time to come out of that storm, because you grew through whatever the Lord God allowed you to face to better you and make you stronger. Now, if you are in the storm, being tried and tested, it is for you to grow and trust God in this season. He wants to see if you truly trust Him for where He is taking you. No matter the outcome, you have the victory, even if it does not look like you won that battle. What have you learned from your opponent in that conflict that has prepared you for what's to come? Let me tell you, your enemies are destroyed. Again, your enemies are destroyed. But your enemies are not the people. Your enemies are the spirits that are using the people to say and do the things that are evil, that are not good, that are for your demise, that is for your downfall, that is for you to doubt what the Lord God is doing in and through your life and how He is growing you. So don't look at the people, but pray and rebuke the spirits and cast out those demons and those familiar spirits that keep coming up against you. For Matthew 16:19 says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You have been faithful to the Lord God in the little that He has given you. So He is rewarding you with a little more to be faithful in. This is not the time to lose your mind or think more highly of yourself than you ought to, but be humble and continue to put no person, place, or thing above Jesus. Also, you must stop going into the battle looking how vast and strong your enemy or your peers appear to be. And know that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for He is with me. His rod and His staff comfort me. Psalms 23:4. See, when the people of the Lord God put their trust in Him alone and focus on Him alone and not to look left or right, we know that our enemies are destroyed. Each time the Israelites trusted in another god or themselves, they either died or went into exile. When you know who you are in the Lord God, no matter your circumstances, your enemies cannot touch you. The word of the Lord God comes from Nahum 2:3-8. Let us pray. Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you just lead and guide us in this time, Holy Spirit, and to give us understanding, Lord God, on what you are doing in and through our lives, Lord God. Lord God, I know that my enemies are destroyed, Lord God. I know, Lord God, that I have the victory, Lord God. Lord God, I know that Satan is under my feet, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray that you just continue to lead and guide me in this time, Lord God. Continue to help me to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge you, and you will make straight my path, Lord God. Lord God, help me to not focus on the storms that's going on to the left and to the right of me right now, Lord God, of us right now, Lord God. But help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Lord God, like you told Peter, Lord God, when he was in the boat, Lord God, on the Sea of Galilee, Lord God, when you told him to come to you, Lord God, when the storm was raging at his worst, Lord God, and that if he kept his eyes focused on you, Lord God, that he could walk on water, Lord God. And some of us right now, Lord God, are in that storm, Lord God, are just looking at the waves crashing against the boat, Lord God, that are sitting there maybe on the shore while the waves are rushing into land, Lord God, and flooding the land, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, in these times, Lord God, to keep our minds, Lord God, to keep our hearts, Lord God, to continue to trust, Lord God, in you, Lord God, and where you are taking us, Lord God, and what you are doing in us, Lord God, and how you are growing us, Lord God, and building us up, Lord God, that our enemies, Lord God, cannot touch us in these times, Lord God, that we will continue, Lord God, to bind, Lord God, and loose, Lord God, the enemy, Lord God, the familiar spirits, Lord God, that continue to attack, Lord God, that we will use your word, Lord God, every last line in your word, Lord God, to repel the enemy, Lord God, to combat the enemy, Lord God, to continue to speak your words, Lord God. And I thank you that my enemies are destroyed, Lord God, that our enemies are destroyed, Lord God. But we must continue to trust in you, Lord God. So I pray for strength today, Lord God. I pray that you strengthen us, Lord God, where we are, Lord God, and help us and to give us understanding and speak to and through us through your spirit, Lord God. And I just thank you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To get a clear understanding of why your enemies are destroyed, we must look back to the beginning of chapter 2. The Lord God has sent a warning to all of Nineveh through Nahum. He told them in verse 1 of Nahum chapter 2, "The scatter has come up against you. Man the ramparts, watch the road, dress for battle, collect your strength." The Lord God allowed Nahum to give the impression that an army of 50,000 men in the flesh was coming to destroy Nineveh. Next, in verse 2, Nahum says, "For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Jacob as the majesty of Israel, for plunderers have plundered them and has ruined their branches." So the Lord God is saying through Nahum, telling the Ninevites, that I am strengthening the majesty of Jacob as the majesty of Israel, for you have plundered them and I am restoring them. Has someone or a group of people plundered you, took goods from you by force? Well, the Lord God is telling your enemies, get ready for war. Have you ever noticed that when the Lord God fought the war, most of the time, he did not use men made in his image, but he used his mighty men, the angel army. The Lord God may have told men made in his image to walk around the outside of the city 7 times or to go and worship him as they go out for battle. But most of the time, they went out and the enemy was destroyed. For Nahum says in verse 3, "The shield of his mighty men is red. His soldiers are clothed in scarlet." The Lord God has the Ninevites right where he wants them. Then Nahum keeps feeding them by saying, "The chariots come with flashing metal on the day he musters them. The Siphis spears are brandish." Nahum is deceiving the Ninevites to prepare for a physical battle when the battle is spiritual. Therefore, the Bible says the battle is not yours, but God's. 2 Chronicles 20:15. When you are in a war with people that have demons influencing them, That is not a fight you can win in the natural. This is a fight fought through much prayer, studying of the word, and worship, and putting into motion what you have prayed and studied. When you do these things and let the Lord God know He is number one, then your enemies should watch out. Just like when Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going to battle against the Amorites, Moabites, and the inhabitants of Mount Seir, the Lord God ambushed and annihilated them, not in fighting with all of Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, but with turning the Amorites and Moabites against one another. Give all your troubles to the Lord God. You do not have to fight the battle. The Lord God will do a better job than you can ever do. Trust Him. Next, Nahum says, the chariots race madly through the streets. They rush to and fro through the squares. They gleam like torches. They dart like lightning. Nahum here is painting them another picture of a vast army that has a fiery look to them and moving at lightning speed. As Nahum is painting this picture, you must also know that he is prophesying or even praying on how it all will go down. Nahum is speaking defeat against his enemies by saying what the Lord God told him to say. Even though this army is not in the physical, most if not all battles are fought in the spiritual realm before anything even happens in the physical or reality. If the people of Israel were going to become free from the Ninevites, they must start fighting again in prayer, for it is a spiritual battle before it manifests itself in the physical. The Lord God is telling you what you need to do. It is not to go to Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram before you come to Him. Do not go to your best friend or family before you come to Him. No. They cannot fight your spiritual battles for you. You need to go into prayer for yourself to get His super on your natural and get His understanding for where you are at right now in life, so that He can help you to get through this battle, and so that He can lead and guide the Holy Spirit and tell Him where He needs to lead and guide you to get out of this situation. See, back then, it was not hard for many men and women that the Bible talks about to stand their ground in the face of an uphill battle or an enemy that had greater numbers than they did. One thing the person that the Lord God used to lead the Israelites knew was they had the Almighty Everlasting God on their side. Elijah demonstrated this the best when Syria came up against them with a bigger army in the physical than those with Elijah. The one thing Elijah said to his servant was, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Now, I'm sure the servant was looking at Elijah like, "Man, you must have lost your mind. Do you see them? They are all around us. What are you looking at?" The servant could not see the vast angel army that the mountain was full of, because he did not have the spiritual eyes to see them yet. Then Elijah prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." 2 Kings 6:5 through 17. Notice that Elijah did not demand the Lord God to open his eyes, but asked the Lord God with grace to open the eyes of the servant. So you're being held captive by your enemies, and you're trying to break free, but now it seems a little harder than before. Before, you were always thanking, praying, and consulting the Lord God for every and anything good or bad that happened to you, because you knew it had a purpose to prepare you for what is next. But you stopped praying, and you allowed the enemy in life circumstances to bound you and try to keep you down, but they could not. For little children, you are from God, and you have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. The Lord God has an entire battalion of the angel army surrounding you, waiting for the command to attack. Do you hear that? The Lord God has a battalion of angels around you, waiting for his command to attack. But are you in right relationship with the Lord God? When you are in good standing with the Lord God, you know the weapon will form, but it will not succeed. You shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. Next, Nahum says, he remembers his officers. They stumble as they go. They hasten to the wall. So the Lord God has given the order to attack. As they stumble, as they rush to the wall, because they are eager to rush into battle for a fellow brother or sister of the faith. See, as you run into battle with the Lord God, do not worry about your enemies, because their leaders are asleep, and the people that follow them are asleep as well. For they see themselves as they can overpower you at any time. But what they do not see, who is fighting as your team. Next, Nahum says in the Tony Evans Bible, your protective shield is set in place. The river gates are open. The Lord God has sent his servant ahead of you, his anointed Jesus, whose right hand he has grasped, to subdue nations before him and to loosen the belts of man, to open doors before those gates may not be closed. Isaiah 45:1, with emphasis added. As you fight the good fight, the Lord God has gone before you to make changes in the places where you are going. Or he may have not made any changes because you are the change that people need to see. For he is there when you need a shoulder to lean on, or a friend to talk to that will lead and guide you on still water and give you peace while you're in the storm. He is also there when you come in prayer and pray about that friend that you need to talk to, that friend in the physical, another man or another woman, if you are a woman, another woman, shoulder to lean on, to confide into, that will not tell your most dearest secrets to anyone, because they are a true friend, and that's a friend of God. For wherever he is taking you, it will not be easy, but with God, all things are possible. Next, Nahum says, the palace melts away. The Lord God in his angel army has destroyed the stronghold of the enemy, for there is not a straggler in his ranks. Isaiah 14:31. You do not have to fight in the physical. You have a greater advantage when you fight in the spiritual. The battle forms in the spiritual before it becomes physical. So the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Prayer is the ammo that you need for this mission. Next, Nahum says, its mistress is stripped. She is carried off, her slave girls lamenting, mourning like doves and beating their breasts. This means that Nineveh covering is stripped away from them. And the slave girls mourn because the leaders of Nineveh did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord, for the plunderers had plundered Israel and ruined their branches. Those who came up against you and ruined you or tried to, the Lord God will avenge you. Lastly, Nahum says, Nineveh is like a pool whose water run away. Halt, halt, they cried, but none turns back. When you have a pool and you open the drain to allow the water to flow out to clean the pool, no matter what you do, when the water is drained, you cannot get it back. The Lord God is cleaning house where he is taking you. go, for your protective shield is in place to do as the Lord God told you or will tell you. They cannot harm you, for when they look at you, they will see terror on every side, declares the Lord. For Jeremiah 46:5 says, why have I seen it? They are dismayed and have turned backward. Their warriors are beaten down and have fled in haste. They look not back. Terror on every side, declares the Lord. I tell you, in this season, keep praying, studying, worshiping the Lord God. But most of all, keep applying what you pray for, what you are studying, and keep praising the Lord God, because your enemies are destroyed. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. But this is Be More Like Jesus, together empowering all mankind. Faith walking, faith talking, Team Jesus. I'm out.